This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago, and we're really excited to have them on the show. The name of the company is ImmunoPrecise Antibodies Limited. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IPATF. You can find them on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol IPA. And with us today, we're very, very fortunate to have her on the show, the CEO of the company, Dr. Jennifer Bath. Welcome to the show. Greatly to have you on here.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on the show.
Well, give us a little background of yourself and a little bit about statement of the company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure, absolutely. So I've been with ImmunoPrecise Antibodies for about 15 months now. I was brought on as a CEO-elect after about 20 years of experience in the antibody discovery space, specifically focused in therapeutics, and specifically also working in the CRO space at the time, focused on the delivery of contract research organization services to pharmaceutical companies. And ImmunoPrecise Antibodies, it started with a company out of Victoria, British Columbia, that did a reverse takeover about 2 years ago. And since then has acquired a couple of other companies, giving us a global footprint both in North America and Europe, and has been growing substantially every year, over 100% increase in revenue since that time, both through including M&A activity as well as organic growth. So we're on a really steep growth trajectory and really enjoying taking up our niche in the marketplace.
I noticed that you guys put out a press release that you guys' revenues are up 228% for the first 9 months of the fiscal year of 2019. That being said, how did you get there and what makes up your company? What exactly do you guys do?
So ImmunoPrecise Antibodies, it's a company that has brought about a new way of solving complex therapeutic antibody discovery or drug discovery for large pharmaceutical companies and biotech companies. And we do this in a couple of very unique ways. One is that we bring the most innovative technologies all under one roof and designed specifically toward human therapeutic drug discovery, which in turn optimizes the pharma company's chances for success. And we do this end-to-end. So we provide everything from the time they bring or the client brings us an idea to the time they have a final product. So those two aspects of what our company, ImmunoPrecise, does to provide superior service with better outcomes, also in a fraction of the time to our competitors, is what really makes us unique and stand apart.
Why do these companies outsource the cryos, if you will? Is it time sensitive, or is it cost effectively, or why is the reason?
No, that's a good question, and I get that question pretty frequently from sources outside of the industry, and you know, most pharma companies actually in the last 3 to 5 years have undergone significant restructuring to allow them to be able to outsource these types of programs, mainly because, as you guessed there, it is really expensive for them to run these internally, and it's difficult for large pharma companies to have the needed flexibility when they're running diverse programs in-house to be able to shift gears or change programs, and then have all of the needed technical staff in order to run those diverse programs in-house. So we give them that opportunity for flexibility and speed that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Why the collaboration with Tetra Genetics?
Well, we have numerous collaborations with companies, actually, and Tetra Genetics was one where we were just very intrigued by their particular know-how in the ability to create proteins in a novel way that really provided a benefit for therapeutic drug discovery, and coupling that with our platforms, which also provide really unique and a timely manner for that drug discovery. It was really just an ideal partnership to allow for the discovery of some of these particular proteins that we were interested in pursuing. So as I mentioned, we do have discovery programs with other companies. Tetra Genetics is one we've worked with before, and We were happy to see that they agreed to actually releasing the information as public, as typically confined to the terms of a master service agreement, which don't allow us to release those terms. So,
well, that was going to be my next question. How many companies have you worked with?
So, let's see. We have 3 discovery and manufacturing sites globally. So we've worked with well over several hundred different pharmaceutical and biotech companies. That's a list that's growing very rapidly.
Now, when you, I'm just curious for my own knowledge. Do you guys have to go through the phase mm-hmm. 1, phase 2, and phase 3 when you come up with a new antibody, or what's the process on your guys' delivery on that?
Good question. So most of our work, certainly not all, we do allow for partnerships with groups, but most of our work is done fee for service, and the client is bringing the idea to us. And typically, when they come with a particular drug they want to discover, they understand what that drug is and the biology behind it. Say, for instance, they want to create a drug to a particular protein that's thought to be involved in tumor proliferation, cell proliferation, or tumor metastasis. They'll give us the idea and some of the background information, and we lay the plan out. We do all the work to generate the discovery of the drug, and the client pays for all of that work along the way. Actually, quite a bit of it is paid up front, and then they pay milestone fees as we move through. But then they take on the actual drug itself prior to the phase 1 clinical trial. So we don't move the drug ourselves through phase 1 clinical trial when it's done as a fee-for-service program. The client inherits the product itself, and also the risk associated with clinical trials.
My guest today is Dr. Jennifer Bath. She's the CEO of ImmunoPrecise Antibodies Limited. You can find them on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol IPA. You also can find them on the OTCQB here in the States under the ticker symbol IPATF. Dr. Jennifer, before I let you go, what do you want your investors to take away from this interview and my listeners?
Well, I would say, 2019, calendar year 2019 for us is a really exciting year. We have a lot of changes and very rapid growth happening at ImmunoPrecise. We finally have our global footprint, our end-to-end services. We've really garnered a lot of attention in the pharmaceutical space. So taking away from that, I would say, a lot of exciting things happening in 2019. Be sure to keep yourself informed, keep yourself posted. We always have a lot of press releases. We release everything on our website as well at immunoprecise.com. And note that we're very aggressively poised to arise really as a leader, not only in the discovery space, but really in all of the associated market spaces, from really concept to clinical trial. For our clients.
Dr. Bath, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope that you become a regular on the show, come back every 40 or 50 days, give your investors and my listeners an update of what's going on and what makes your company so great. So thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.